This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1412. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded June 10th, digital radio going from Toronto. Which U.S. station will win the DRM race? Pirates in Cucamonga and Monterey. Mystery Cuban music tests. Spanish foreign radio disappearing along with Spanish from Austria, shortwave from Germany and Singapore, and the propagation outlook. Let us begin with some Canadian news. Jeff Brulotte sent to ABDX this from the website of CINW 940 in Montreal, that they'll be switching format. Chorus Entertainment announced that the end of the current all news and talk format to be replaced by greatest hits by the end of June. A more detailed story from their website says the change is already being made June 13th at 8 p.m. because the station's ratings never met expectations, although the quality of programming was never in doubt. 18 people will lose their jobs as a result. The new station will be called AM 940, Montreal's Greatest Hits. Artie Bigley sends a story about this from the June 7th Montreal Gazette. Among those cut loose was veteran broadcaster Dennis Trudeau, who's been hosting a show since September. He says, "I went into private radio with my eyes open." Of course, 940 was originally CBM, the CBC flagship in Montreal, but they decided they were going to abandon AM in that city. Whatever the programming, this facility is of considerable interest, at least in New England and the Maritimes, as well as southern Quebec, because of its 50-kilowatt wide coverage, although it does have a null toward Macon. Bill Hepburn, who runs the DXInfoCenter.com website, spelled R-E, reported this to WTFDA June 7th. "Almost all the Toronto L-band stations are gone. I can no longer receive 20 of them, which have been on the air for years with no listeners." Well, except for him. "Unless they've reduced power, they are gone. The only group left on the air is the CBC DAB group," meaning digital audio broadcasting, including CBLA, CBL, CJBC, and another version of CJBC, and an experimental data VX9CUZ. The demise of L-band digital radio is not a surprise. Analog rules for now. Since one of the main groups promoting DRM, that is digital broadcasting on shortwave, is in North America, we can't help but wonder why there are no stations in the U.S. attempting to broadcast in DRM. Well, now we have a clue that one may be coming. Someone using the abbreviation JT posted this to the DRM North America Yahoo group in late May. "DRM is in the works at WYFR, but I cannot tell you when it will make its debut. Internal politics and choice of build-out vendors are the problem. It may be a while before any ones and zeros hit the airwaves from Okeechobee. I'll cue everybody when it's about to happen." Well, IGH reply, "I can hardly wait to hear Harold Camping in DRM." Last week I mentioned that Mong Lao Radio via WHRI was on an unlisted frequency Sunday morning, June 1st, 11750, during their usual one-hour broadcast starting at 1300. And sure enough, the following weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday, they were back on their usual frequency, 11785. No explanation for the temporary use of 11750. As for 11785 carrying other World Harvest Radio programs, it continues to be sporadically on the air or off the air during the local morning hours on weekdays. Robert Ween sent a story from the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin of Ontario, California to IRCA, dated May 10th. Chaffey College students hit the airwaves, or is it Chaffey, C-H-A-F-F-E-Y. It's in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Nobody there considers the school's tiny unmarked radio studio a music museum, but maybe they should. Inside a room the size of a spacious walk-in closet, a recently acquired radio system equipped with iPod docks and a 30-watt transmitter dominates. It's on 10:10 a.m. The story goes into a lot of detail about the students involved, etc. The trouble is you can't just put on a 30-watt transmitter on a.m. That doesn't seem like much, but it's far too much to operate without a license. Apparently there was another story about this in the San Bernardino Sun, which came to the attention of Robert Gonzet at the CGC Communicator via Kevin Redding, who says it's unlicensed, the signal is heard 5 miles away. A faculty member involved has not answered our questions concerning the antenna system and compliance with field strength requirements of the FCC. However, the station is reportedly off the air for the summer. So they're hoping to get together with them and inform them that they cannot operate a license-free, low-power radio station like this. From his new home in Corpus Christi, Texas, Harry Helms reports about something strange going on there just up the dial at 1030 kilohertz. His local 50-kilowatt station, KCTA, has been heard long after sunset. It's supposed to be daytime only and non-directional. It carries religious programming. Sometimes there's an open carrier, but it comes back on with programming as late as 10 p.m. local time. So if you hear that or just an open carrier on 10:30 at night, it may very well be KCTA, one of the most widely viewed TVDX stations in at least the eastern part and central part of North America, is WPBT Channel 2 in Miami. Thanks to its location, it's at an ideal skip distance. And being further south, it seems to be more subject to getting out by sporadic E. However, it won't be that way too much longer after the digital transition, because they'll be moving permanently to their digital channel, which of course is already operating, Channel 18. So, try to DX and QSL it while you can. Jim Pizzi in New York State just sent them a message via their website, and then he got a reply that they were always glad to hear from TVDX viewers far away. It came from the engineering vice president, Graham Simmons. Adam Rivers says they used to send out an awesome graphic QSL. Try to get one, if you still can. It's displayed on his website, www.adamrivers.com. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania send some logs on one of the favorite pirate frequencies, 6925. On UT June 8th, he was hearing Radio Maple Leaf on upper sideband until sign-off at 0144. Of course, they only play Canadian music, and they closed with O Canada. He says it was booming in with a very good signal, but it was followed immediately by another pirate on the same frequency, and he thinks probably from the same transmitter, WTCR, 20th Century Radio. They open with 20th Century Fox theme music and play R&B and oldies and so forth. This was also heard at the very same time far away in Corpus Christi, Texas, by Harry Helms. Well, almost the same time. It was a couple of hours later. He says with an enormous signal, 0305 to 0314 UT sign-off, Creedence Clearwater Revival and songs like that. He says the signal was loud enough on peaks to light all the LEDs on the strength meter of my ICF 2010 using only its whip antenna, one pirate making no effort to fly below the radar. Speaking of which, Dave France of WWRB in Tennessee, whose main occupation is aeronautics, says, I have an ultra-high-tech RDF installation with high-resolution cameras installed in two of my airplanes. I cannot say exactly what it'll be used for, but if I were operating a pirate station in Florida, the pirate should realize they're looking at a felony, 5 years in jail and loss of home, and some serious fines. The state of Florida needs money now. It could be easy money. With this equipment, one can make a quick pass, and that's all it takes to locate a pirate. Is it worth it, he says? A word to the wise. Has the FCC approved use of FM translators for AM stations? A question posed in the WTFDA list, answered by Scott Feibusch. there is a rulemaking proceeding working its way through the system. The comment period was a few months ago, and commenters were almost uniformly in favor of allowing it. In the meantime, the FCC has been handing out special temporary authority for such translators. There are probably about 100 of them now. I've yet to see a comprehensive list. There are two in my area. Daytime-only AM stations are able to program the translators 24/7. On June 4th, Chuck Boland in Florida was hearing an unidentified station in Spanish at 10:30 UT on 6104.63. It had also been reported a couple of weeks earlier by Jim Evans in Tennessee on 6104.6, around 1200 UT, extremely weak, with weak audio as well, instrumental music, and he wasn't sure of the language, but the frequency was almost the same. Chuck kept monitoring and still could not identify it, thought it might be Cuba or Venezuela or maybe Peru, which have been on this frequency previously. However, Bob Wilkner in Florida reported to CumRadioX that it is Merida, Yucatan. He heard Merida mentioned, but various IDs unspecified, June 7th and 8th, between 12 and 12:30 UT on 6104.5. Well, there was a station in Merida active until maybe 5 years ago and not constantly active then. It was last known to be relaying the FM station there, Candela FM, which is on 95.3 and simulcast on medium wave 970, according to latest research by John Kellerman. And in fact, that has been confirmed by Terry Kruger in Florida, who says it's Candela FM in Merida, Yucatan, 6104.77 variable, heard June 6th at 2131 UT with pop vocals, ads, and IDs, clear but low modulation. Also heard at 1306 when the frequency was 6104.46 on June 7th. However, Chuck says he didn't hear any sign of it on Sunday, so don't know if they are not on the air every day or whether they vanished again for a few years. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain sends a story from El Universal website in Mexico that a clandestine radio station in Monterrey, Nuevo León has been turned off. In fact, it was raided by some 200 law enforcement officers. It operated on 90.9 megahertz. The station had been trying to get a license for 6 years, but it went on the air anyway. It was called Radio Tierra y Libertad, and it was apparently a station for the people and especially advocating issues concerning children. First reported on June 5th at 1717 UT on 15460, continuous Cuban music, never any announcements. We and others monitored this for the next few days through June 7th. It turned out the schedule was 16 to 19 UT on 15460. Then they switched to 17660 between 19 and 22 UT. During all the hours we monitored, there were never any announcements, never any IDs. But the music did repeat frequently, including some very recognizable Cuban tunes, Cuba Libre, Cuba Linda, and Guantanamera among them. It didn't take long for Cuban jamming to appear, so it became quite clear these were tests to Cuba rather than from Cuba. We suspect a clandestine broadcaster was thinking of expanding their broadcast, the most likely candidate being the most active one already, Radio República. Since there were no IDs, but the signals were strong, we figure they're probably from a site in North America, but outside the USA. Anyhow, they were gone as of Sunday, June 8th, and still not heard on the 9th or 10th. However, on Monday, June 9th, the same type of programming appeared on 6100 kHz, discovered by Chuck Boland in Florida, and in this case, there were IDs on the hour for WHRI, even though this frequency does not appear on anywhere on their schedule for any of their three transmitters in South Carolina. It appeared to be on as early as 0800 and as late as 1200 UT, playing the same type of continuous Cuban music. Meanwhile, I ran across Radio Havana Cuba itself, playing some non-Cuban music. They have a very nice program called Cancionero Iberoamericano. We've known it's been airing at 1430 UT on Saturdays, but additional time I found, which does not appear on their public schedule, is about 2200 UT Saturdays on 9550, among other frequencies. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1412. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Our address for your comments and contributions, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to David Cole in Goodwell, Oklahoma. As usual in June, there's lots of sporadic EDX on VHF. Here are some examples. Fred Nordquist in South Carolina reports the WTFDA hearing three stations in the Cayman Islands on FM. It helps to be about 1,000 miles away as he is, which is the ideal skip distance. This was June 9th, around 1530 UT. And one of them is on 87.9, which might help it stand out. ZFKP in Georgetown with religious programming. Solid armchair copy. He also heard ZFZZ in Georgetown on 99.9 and ZFKY in Cayman Brac on 101.9. Randy Zurr in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, in the Panhandle, has an excellent shot at much of the Caribbean and Central America. He reports Radio Selectos in El Salvador on 72.9 megahertz. Yes, that was not a mistake. El Salvador has some FM background music services, not in the regular FM band, but in the gap between TV channels 4 and 5. For the record, the time he caught it was 1554 UT on June 7th, although in the case of VHFDX, the time depends on when it happens rather than deliberately tuning it in. Argentina has a lively X-band scene above 1600 kilohertz, which helps them to get out to great distances. We have a couple of groups of loggings from Brazil, actually, but this should be of interest much further away. Rubens Farage Pedroso in Paraná reported to Atividade de Xixe on 1620, FM Concierto in Buenos Aires on 1630, AM Restauración in Buenos Aires. 1640, Radio Bolivia, which despite the name is believed to be in Argentina. 1650, Antares AM, which is somewhere in Argentina and has been heard as far away as Europe. That's named after the heart of Scorpio, apparently. 1660, Radio Osana in Ezeiza, Argentina. Something unidentified in religion on 1670. Now, there may be more than one on some of these frequencies, accounting for contradictory info to follow. Reported by Marcelo Begeni in São Paulo State, Brazil, to the Pladiex group. 1620, a station in Mar del Plata with romantic music. 1630, Restauración. 1640, Osana. 1650, Antares. 1670, Betel with preaching. 1690, Apocalipsis Segundo, which of course is named for Revelation, more preaching. And on 1710, a station appropriately called IMA 1710. Last week I pointed out that Voice of Biafra International was supposedly moving to a different frequency for our summer, for its Friday-only broadcast at 20 to 21 UT via WHRI. 15665 or 15280. However, it did not change to either of those, but instead stayed on the former frequency 17650, as monitored by Walt Samaniv, Jose Miguel Romero, and Acker Peterson. However, there still may be a change a bit later than expected to one of the new frequencies. Andy Sennett at Media Network Blog says in connection with Zimbabwe's presidential runoff election, 27 June, Radio Voice of the People has introduced a third daily transmission via the Madagascar Relay. It's at 11 to 12 UT on 11695, 265 degrees, 250 kilowatts since June 1st. Some info direct from Ilpo Parviainen in Finland, June 1st, about Ethiopia, on 6030. Radio Oromia, whose transmitter site may be in Gejadera, has this address, P.O. Box 2919 in Adama, A-D-A-M-A, Ethiopia. It identifies as Kun Sagali Radio Oromiyati. This is the voice of Radio Oromia. It is funded by the Oromia state government and is not owned or operated by Radio Ethiopia. They still have their own separate Oromo language service. The number of staff is currently over 250, and also their new regional TV station is expected to start later this year. Via Mike Barraclough, World DX Club, Edwin Southwell in the UK notes that Radio Exterior de España has moved back to its originally scheduled frequency Monday through Friday in English to Europe at 20-21, 9665, after having been on 9690 for a while, parallel to 11620, which, as we mentioned, is also a recent change from 11625. However, it may not be around too much longer. As we've also mentioned before, it looks like Spanish foreign shortwave broadcasting is on the way out. Jose Miguel Romero noted on the website of Radio Televisión Española, the umbrella organization, that they're introducing new logos for each of their services in September, and they're already showing what they will be. Trouble is, they have omitted any logo at all for REE, Radio Exterior de España. And it's also missing from a video about their new corporate image. Via KimAndrewElliott.com, an item from Variety of 27 May says, for the second time in 4 months, unions representing the staff of France's public broadcasting services are planning a one-day work stoppage. The strike called for June 18th will involve workers at French TV networks as well as Radio France Internationale. One proposal would involve a substantial transfer of state fees allocated to RFI and the National Audiovisual Institute, currently totaling $219 megadollars. So on 18 June, RFI will be your station for music. Kai Ludwig says the German newspaper Taz published an interview with Deutsche Welle director Eric Bedermann, and he summarizes the key points for us in English. Abandoning shortwave is unavoidable, not only because it's so expensive, but even people in traditional radio continents like Africa make little use of it anymore, mostly limited to rural areas. One has to be on FM to reach listeners. Presumably, we will be on shortwave a bit longer in certain areas like China. We are very flexible in this regard. The reform projects result in fear among the employees, such as the exit from shortwave. This concerns a complete engineering department, but media companies must be ready for reforms. I guarantee no layoffs will take place while I am in office. Tomas Mendez and Jose Miguel Romero in Spain have noticed that the five-minute Spanish broadcasts of Radio Austria International have vanished from shortwave, although Paco Rubio points out they are still putting them up on their website. There's been no announcement about exactly what's happening. Radio Tirana Albania is making some frequency changes effective June 12th to resolve some interference problems. Italian to Europe will be at 18 to 1830 UT on 7430. English to Europe at 20 to 2030 moves from 7460 to 7465. Albanian to Europe, 2030 to 22, moves from 9390 to 9395 to avoid Algeria, although Algeria seems to have left in the meantime. And at 23 to midnight 30, Albanian to North America, 9390 has been replaced by 9345 because WWRB refuses to close down as scheduled at 2300. Via Vladislav Cheap of HFCC, Mike Barraclough has been able to reach the engineering department in Saudi Arabia about those terrible buzzing transmitters. And they replied, it was because of unstable electrical mains. We took action against the problem on 11915 and 15205. So it remains to be seen if this is permanently solved. Via PlayDX, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports that the service from Pakistan for Kashmir on 4790 has also shifted one UT hour earlier due to daylight time, starting at 2345 UT. Firedrake has again invaded the 20-meter hamband. I heard it on 14010, June 5th at 1320. Sent the report on to the Dark Intruder Watch coordinator in Germany, who's also been monitoring that and hearing them also on several other frequencies above 14,000 kilohertz. Another complaint was sent to the Chinese authorities. I've been hearing North Korea Reform Radio, one of many clandestines, on 9940. It has a 13 to 1330 UT broadcast. I've heard it on June 4th and 10th. The open carrier was on as early as 12:52, and pulse jamming from North Korea starts just before. The program begins at 1300 with a theme from Carmen. Kwe Wong Radio, clandestine for Vietnam via Tajikistan, has a broadcast at 12 to 13 UT, but you can never be quite sure exactly which frequency it will be on as they move around, I guess, to avoid jamming. Koji Hashimoto reported them recently in Japan Premium on 15655 or 15665. The World Radio TV Handbook update says it varies between 15650 and 15680. There's also contradictory info about whether this is on the air every day of the week or, as according to Aoki, only Tuesday through Friday. Via Zaharias Liangas, some more bad news. This from the Straits Times. Radio Singapore International to close. The shortwave service run by Mediacorp Radio is shutting down at the end of July. It was set up in February 1994 in English, Chinese, Malay, and Bahasa Indonesia. It has a following in countries of the area. They say the audience or its effectiveness has diminished over time with changing technology and media consumption habits, and they feel their listeners are getting too old to bother with, as I paraphrase it. In SW Programs, Rich Cuff in Pennsylvania says, "This is a disappointment. With the advent of streaming audio, RSI was much easier to catch in North America than when limited to shortwave. The programming covered many topics otherwise missed by broadcasters. I enjoyed listening to them. Catch them while you can." He seems to think, and maybe he's correct, that it will not be available on the web either. It simply will no longer exist. In any event, 6080 puts a pretty good signal into North America. Reported by Mike Rhoda in Ohio in the NASA flash sheet at 11:33 to 12:30 June 7th. And I also frequently hear it. It's better this time of year during the first part of that three-hour period. It's also on 6150. In BCDX, Alan Davies, touring through Indonesia, says, "Another sign of the times. I can only confirm three medium-wave frequencies still active on the whole island of Bali. In East Java province, there are perhaps 15 or 20 medium-wave transmitters still alive with a population of nearly 40 million. Once upon a time, there must have been 100 or more, not to mention a dozen or more on shortwave, which are now all gone." From Victoria, B.C., Walt Salmaniv reports to IRCA, "June 4th at 1100 UT, I was tuned to 1017 kHz and heard what sounded like the national anthem of Tonga at sign-off. Did not seem to be there beyond that hour." Guy Atkins in Washington says, "I sure hope A3Z in Nuku'alofa is back for good. I miss their programming. They used to be a good bellwether station to indicate potentially good South Pacific medium wave conditions." The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 10th. ANKNSE is peaking at 10 and 3 on June 17th, 26th, and July 4th, in between down to 5 and 2. Although solar flux has been around 66, the prediction is for it to decline steadily from 70 June 18th, then to 68, and down to 66 by June 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1412.